You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I'm Matt Fidler. It has officially been over 6 months since the worst natural disaster this area has ever seen uprooted 50,000 lives and destroyed so much of the beautiful ridgeside communities like Paradise, Concal, Polga, Yankee Hill, Butte Creek Canyon, and Magalia. I'm sure we can all reflect on what a crazy 6 months it's been for all of us, even those of us lucky enough not to have lost our homes. But there has also been a lot of progress made. Since the fire, more than 600,000 tons of fire debris have been removed from the burnt area. That's more than 1.2 billion pounds of debris. Let that sink in. More than 2,000 properties have been cleared of debris, and 20 building permits have been issued, and 60 building permits are in the plan check phase. The town of Paradise also said that 297 properties have been certified clean by the county, which also includes a soil test to make sure that it's safe to build on and live on. One of the things I'm extremely proud of as a Butte County resident is the ability to take on hard lessons. Lessons around the creating of defensible space, safer building materials, and organizing forest thinning projects, ecosystem restoration efforts, and community planning. With all of us involved giving our best information that we have, we should be able to build a better, safer community in our fire-prone foothills and forested spaces. One of the best ways for us to do this is to learn the concepts around permaculture, which is basically utilizing the natural energies and forces that already affect our properties. Forces like wind, sun exposure, and water runoff. There are a lot of permaculture resources available out there, including the Chico Permaculture Guild and Treetop Permaculture in Oroville. If you want to know how to improve your land's health and function, reach out to these groups and they will be more than happy to help. Do you want to tell your campfire story? Well, the nonprofit North State Writers Organization is working on a book about the campfire and wants your submissions of words and pictures. Personal stories, poems, essays, and photographs are all welcomed by the organization that meets in Chico. It can be submitted by anyone affected by the campfire, survivors, families of survivors, observers, firefighters, etc. Drafts of potential work can be submitted as email attachments to northstatewriters@gmail.com. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.